From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Hey, look here, you know there's good news today. It wasn't pretty, it wasn't cute, but we did it anyway, man. 27-22. Giants, actually, the game actually is still in progress with a second left, man, but to me, all intents and purposes, this is done, man. Hey, look, hey, we're a road win, first win of the year, it had to happen. Here we are. Thank you for joining us. If you can't catch me right here, man, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, every place. Big Blue Show, even YouTube, you know, every place. Hold on a second. Oh, and Facebook as well. Sorry about that. Screen went blank. And, hey, we're in the house, man, and we're waiting to hear from everybody. We're going to go out to Houston in a minute, too. But Big O, I see you on the line. You on the line. DB Nation, you happening? And I'm going to see you in a minute who else is coming up. But Big O, man, what's up? Check in, man. Real quick before we – because we got a lot of people getting ready. Come on, yo. What up, man?
Yo. Hey, man. You know, it wasn't ugly. I mean, it wasn't too ugly. Second half, we couldn't do anything. You know, you know, it was because, you know, defense is making adjustments. You know, that's the game. That's what I tell you, coaching. Makes a lot of
don't stop me laughing.
Don't do that. Though. Come on, man. You already
you know
who's
you
coaching
laugh
too.
At that though, man. It ain't funny. I'm trying to be serious, and you be like, crazy with the coaching, man.
Hey, but you know it was, man. It was coaching, man. It was coaching that. You know, you defense adjusted. So yeah, we couldn't move the ball, but when we needed to put it away, we put it away, man. That's the way you get team. Man, one dude, man. I cannot believe Eric Flowers was really a man. I'm not just going to say him, but him or the combination of coaching, we won the game, man. I mean, you give Eli some time. He looked pretty clean. He was sharp. And then I think he read the papers too, man. Eli kind of pulled the trigger today. He wasn't looking like this.
He's
kind of pissed. He was a pissed Eli. So he read something, and he needed to carry that chip on his shoulder the rest of the year. But he was a different Eli. I ain't seen this Eli in a long, 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 long time. So I'm kind of glad, and hopefully we stay consistent, man. Let's get down the line, man.
Yeah, this is it had to be a jump off somewhere, man. Peace and blessings
right.
to you, by the way, brother. Appreciate
Peace
you.
Peace and blessings.
You.
Hey, good job, Chad Weaver, man. That was a good job. I mean, I know it was 3 sacks by Watt, but, hey, man, we won the game. You did what you were supposed to do.
We won
the
game.
Man, so.
We got a one in the column, and that's most important at this point. So, hey,
at
man, be
point.
Right back for you, bro. Welcome to the post-game roundtable again. Once again, everybody. That was Big O. Sim, the champ is calling in. What's up, Sim?
What's going on, man? I just want to echo some of the sentiments that O got, man. You know, we've seen a change on the offensive line, and we've seen a lot better coaching, man, playing to the strength of what the quarterback can do. And it was a welcome sight, man. It was a welcome sight. It was just good. One good win. If they put it together and can beat the Saints next week, then we might be onto something. But it's a good first win, solid first win, and just anxious to see the corrections that they can make from this game and continue to move forward. But happy with the effort from offense and defense. Special teams are still a little bit shaky, but I'll take the W.
Yeah. Oh, man, I will too. Thank you, champ. Be back to you, bro. DB Nation. DB Nation, what you see today, man? What you see today, man? I mean, look. Hey, who's that Kerry Wynn dude, man? I thought I saw his name on a roster for years, but somebody showed up today with his number on, man.
Look, man, I'm going to tell all y'all right now, Kerry Wynn's defensive player of the game. He had like 5 tackles, a forced fumble. The man's a monster from University of Richmond. But it's not even about that. I mean, it is about that. But you know what? Right now, it's about all you Eli haters. That's what I want to talk about right now. Everybody hating on Eli. I know it's not you, Chris. I know it's not you.
Oh.
I'm just saying, everyone out there who's hating Eli, you know who you are. Look yourself in the mirror. You know who you are. You're hating. 86% completion percentage. No picks against a good Texans defense.
Oh,
they got a good defense.
Straight game.
Two touchdowns, no picks. We balled out. We did what we had to do. Any quarterback under pressure will not make great decisions. And Eli still balled out. Hey, guys, you guys can go somewhere with that. Oh, Eli haters, you know who you are. Let's go, Giants. Bleed blue all day, man.
Bleed blue all day. That's the DZ Nation, everyone. 929-477-4171. Is this my man Frank, man? It's got to be.
What's up, Chris? I was watching the Colts trying to beat the Eagles, but I guess the Eagles got the ball back, so I was hoping they go down. Hey, they played a good game, man.
Don't use that E word. Don't curse at me. Don't curse at me today, Frank.
Well, I said that for you. You know, that's why I said it. Hey, they look good though. I'm impressed. I am definitely impressed. I don't know if it's a Flowers thing or what it was, but hey, they look good. They came together. They gelled in the first half. Fell apart a little bit in the second half, but stayed together. You know, we'll see what happens. They, like I said on Thursday, they're gelling. You know, that camaraderie needs to come together, and hopefully it sticks and stays. They look real good. I'm happy for the win, and I hope it boosts their morale.
You got to do something. If not, hey, look, a win's a win. I'll take it. We're in the column, bro. All right, Frank. I'm going to see you in a minute, man. 929-477-4171. I don't know what's going on, but these calls are coming in slow, except I know this one. This is the Lady Blue herself. Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Hey, what happened today? You got any good news?
Yeah, Flowers was benched. But see what happens when they can hold a block? I mean, yeah, Chad Wheeler struggled, but hell, who the hell can hold J.J. Watt for that long? He is a force to be reckoned with. But, yeah, I like the win, but let me tell you, I was still screaming my head off because I still see a lot of room for improvement. You cannot let a team – you've got a 20-3 lead. You need to keep the hammer down on the gas pedal. Don't break up coverage. Don't let people get wide open. Don't let these bastards back in the game. Don't let the momentum shift. But, hell, like I said, I'll take a win. A win is a win, and I'm a happy camper, but I was still very aggravated.
I hear you.
Eli did great. No picks. I was very happy about that. His percentage rating scored. He was like 6-for-6. And, I mean, it was awesome. The entire game, they felt like the one word that I've always used. They had passion today. They had passion. They had drive. And they really, really wanted it. And that's what I loved seeing again in our team. I mean,
all right.
Let me tell you, I was a very happy camper today.
and you, as you should be. Again, Giants did their thing, winning by 5, but that's okay. It doesn't look cute on paper, but it looks cute to us. That's Lady Blue, everybody. 929-477-4171 is co-host A. Bates. Man, what's the atmosphere like, man? What's happening?
Hollis boys in the building. Listen.
In the building.
We got that dub.
What's up, Chief?
That's all that matters.
Huh?
Like Lady Blue said, it wasn't clean.
Yep.
We got ways to go. But that benching of Flowers and letting them know, he's on notice that performance count. Wheeler came in, did a bang-up job. Like you said, who's going to hold J.J. Watt? That dude is unreal. And he's not even fully 100%. That dude is unreal. And we look good, but the offense moved. We weren't that dynamic. Saquon. Put some respect in my quarterback name. You see, when he gets some time to do what he do, he looked good. I say he was great, but it looked good. He left some plays out there still, but he did enough to win. You know, the defense though, kind of took the foot off the pedal and let these cats back in the game. Late in the game, I didn't like that, but we're going to take this win because we know how hard it is. We know how hard these wins are to come by, man.
Oh, don't I ever, man. Y'all having a good time?
Well, I want to say one thing real quick. I want to shout out to the frontliners that came down to Houston. I want to give a big shout out for DeJuan Taylor, who hosted us this weekend, did a great job. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the frontliners that came out and made this happen, man. We had a great time this weekend. The fellowship, you know, the tailgate and the meet and greet, that's what it's really all about. And the bonus is we got the W. So we had a great weekend, and we're looking up to our next event, man. Shout out to everybody that came down.
That's a big shout out. Hey, man, listen, we bleed blue like nobody's business, so we're going to keep it going, man. Hopefully this is a catalyst to other things this year. So let's do it. Let's do it. All right, Bix, man, stay by, man. I'm going to holler back at you. There's a couple of numbers in here that I don't recognize, so let me try them right here. Caller from from the 770 ending in 9419. Who's this? 770. Who's this? Okay, right now there's no one. All right, 786 and then 7344.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Billy,
you hear me,
Jill
Bob? Yeah, it's me.
Okay, bet. What's
thank
up
you.
Now?
Hey, listen. Hey. Hey, thank you. I'm here. I want to be front line. Come back. Hey, listen. I'm here. Hey, listen. I'm happy. Good win for the Giants. But listen to me, guys. A dead clock is right twice a day. I'm not finna be fooled by the full goal. This was a team that we were supposed to win. Let's give a game ball to the defense. This is where we at right now. Let's get a game ball
which
to the defense and get what we
give it to most. Which
man,
defensive
it's,
player
it's
you
all
give
around.
It to most?
There's no personal body that I got to give it to. That was an all around defensive game. They stood up and did what they did. Come on, we can't put one person. That's a defense. That's a unit. That was calling about that defense. That's a unit. Top 10 defense. They did what we
so
let's get a game ball to defense.
That's true.
All right.
That's true. But you know what?
Now,
we put 27 points on the game today, bro. Listen, hey. We
but
put
listen,
27
here
points
all right,
here
today,
so
here
what
I'm
about
at.
Your quarterback?
Let's
what
go.
About your quarterback?
Listen, that's why this shot came out to what I said. A dead clock is right twice a day. Listen to me. Our 15-year quarterback, whoever said put some respect on his name, he did what he's supposed to do. And I told y'all, he played like a backup quarterback because he still left points on the board. He was supposed to – that team was a shell of itself.
You know what, man?
He
did Billy,
what
he come
said.
On now.
But I'm still here. No, hey,
he just won this
listen
game.
Listen to me.
And he just – he
listen
had
to me.
A straight game, no picks. Great percent of completion percentage. And
come
actually,
on.
He got the profit
listen.
To make
hold
this happen.
Wait.
We're
get in here right now because the line did what they're supposed to do, right? There was no argument. I never banged on that line of scrimmage. I just said this was by Eli. This was an Eli situation. I never banged on that line. I never banged on that defense. I said this is an Eli situation. He's supposed to win. Don't sit up there and act like this is not, he's not supposed to win this game. We sitting here acting like this is a 15-year quarterback, a quarterback that's seen every defense that's possible that came his way. Don't sit here and, he won this game. He did throw. He's not supposed to throw interceptions. He did what a second-string quarterback supposed to have did, not turn over the ball. But when they posted that a stretch in the second half where there was a punt, we didn't do nothing. So don't sit there and, hey, like we said, there's room for improvement. He did what he's supposed to do. I'm giving you his credit. A dead clock is right twice a day. But, hey, as the season goes on, he got to show us more. We talking about a 15-year quarterback. He's supposed to do this here with this type of talent.
Okay. Yeah, 15-year quarterback. He won the game. He did what he's supposed to do. He beat a young pup, if you want to put it that way.
Thank
and he
you.
Did beat a team that
thank
had
you.
Halfway decent defense. So I'll give it to him.
Thank you. And listen, let's get hold on. Also, let's give one more game ball to the coaches because they put him in the right – They set Eli in the right protection to win that game. They never put him in a bad a bad predicament. That's all I'm here to say. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm gonna bleed blue all the way. We did what we're supposed to do today. Thank you.
Thank you. You did it. All right. Steve Azul, talk to
Christopher.
Me.
What a good win, man! A complete win to that G fam. Stay cold.
Well,
as front line is everybody.
We
waiting
on it. Give us your take. Hey, whoa, where'd he go? Okay. Well, he left, y'all. He said it's a good complete win, and he dashed off to the right to the bar. So forget that. Hey, Steve will be right back. Hey, 605 number ended in 9422. Who's this?
That's Manny Dogs, man. I'm hurt, Chris.
Man, how the hell do I got your number wrong, man? I don't got this number. I ain't got this number.
Yo.
Man. You know what, man? You call it from the woman's house, man. But that's okay. As long as you called in, that's all good.
That's
you know,
terrible.
I can. I can do it.
Listen,
hey, man,
man.
Talk to me real quick before Steve come back, man. Talk to me real quick. What's
fucking disrespect?
There?
Are you serious? Yo, I'm right now, I'm calling for Deshaun Watson's job because he was under pressure and he didn't pull it out. I'm calling for his job the same way they was calling for my quarterback's job.
Oh, well, that's okay. Now, that's a legitimate argument right there.
Right? The way he's 0-3.
I can take that. I thought he's going somewhere.
He's 0-3. He threw the pick. Right? He was under pressure. He couldn't get nothing off. They need to bench him. The Houston Texans need a new quarterback. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me with this bull. Put respect on my man's name. And, yo, the audacity. Yo, people, they don't like to eat shit. You got to eat shit. When you give a man time, you saw what he could do. He was 6-for-6 on the last drive. Offense put up 27 points, and we still finding a way to shit on the offense. We still finding a way.
But wait a minute. I'm going to come back to you. I got to come back to you, man. You don't go no place, man.
My bad.
I got to come
back
to you. Hold on a second. I want to hear what Steve got to say. He's sitting up there, man, with my Hennessy in his hand.
I'll stay right there. I got to put you on the show.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I got cut off earlier. I want to bring on somebody that's real special today. Before I speak, I want to bring on DeJuan. DeJuan, I want to say thank you for the most awesome tailgate I've seen in years. That includes Tampa last year. So I want to put DeJuan on the line. I just want to shout him out, frontliners, Big Blue of Houston. Just talk to him on the Bleep Blue Show.
Hello, hello.
Yo, how you doing, sir? Welcome to the Bleep Blue Show. You're listening. You're getting listened to about 1 million people right now. And go and do
your sir.
You got the floor.
Yes, sir. All right,
welcome,
man. Good
game.
Win today, man. Good win. Big Blue Houston out here repping. Man, we was holding down all weekend out here, man. Ended it with a victory. Whoever missed it, you missed a great one. But whoever's here, we had a blast. We got. Hopefully, we can do it again soon. I know we don't play them for every like 4 or 5 years or something like that. But next time it's gonna be bigger, it's gonna be better, and we're gonna get to come away with another W. All right.
Well, tell your people come out this way too, so we can return the favor and have a good time.
Hey, no doubt, man.
We can
no
do
doubt.
That too.
Definitely gonna do that.
You know.
Definitely gonna do that, man.
All right.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. This is a personal question, a personal peeve of mine, all right? This is my question.
All right.
What kind of Hennessy do y'all got? Do y'all got white? Do y'all got classic? You got regular black or what?
I don't think we had any Hennessy today, man, which is a surprise.
Okay,
we had Fireball.
This call is done. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it, man. That was it. You know, post-game roundtable, Giants versus Texas, Giants victorious 27-22. Y'all hurting my feelings over there, man.
Hey, I thought someone was going to come through with it, man.
My week three feelings. How dare you, man?
Hey.
What's an insult?
I was expecting somebody to come through with it, man. They can't do everything else but that.
It's all good. All right, man. Appreciate your, you know, well, it was not just, you know, we all in this together. I was going to say appreciate your support, but we all in here together, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate everybody coming to my Houston, man. Help brother out, man. You know, I had some help, but basically I was throwing all this shit together, some of it last minute, but everything worked out better than what I expected. So,
all right.
Like I said, we all get to enjoy a win today, too.
Bring out the grills, man. Let's bring out the food, man. We're going to drink today.
All right.
All right. Got you. I heard something about the grills in the back. I was trying to decipher it. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I had to put my grill up. Probably going to bring it back out.
Absolutely.
All right. Take pictures, man, so we can put them on the bleep. Hey, take pictures for Frontliner and stakeholders pages, man, too, okay? Appreciate that.
Definitely, man. I got plenty of pictures. Everybody got plenty of pictures. We're going to post them all up there, man.
Okay, let's do that. Thanks a lot again, man. Appreciate that, man. I'm speaking for everybody in Bleep Blue.
Hey, nope.
Bleep Blue Nation.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me, man.
You got it. All right, everybody.
Absolutely. Christopher, what's going on, brother? Hello, stakeholders. I'm sorry if I got cut off earlier, man. We're back at the tailgate. We're about to break out the grills again. Oh, we're about to party,
okay, let's
man.
Do that.
It's like 80-plus degrees out here. It's like 85 degrees, the way I like it. Now, you asked me, what did I see today?
I want to know what you saw today. Oh, on the record. By the record. Before that, on the record, you got a Big Blue Lady. Big old Lady Blue, Billy Bob, Manny Dawg, CB Nation, and Bates, of course, is right here talking to you. So let's go ahead.
I'll be real quick because I want the stakeholders. This is their platform to sound off of what they did. This is a great game. I mean, I'm not a great game, but the magic number is zero. It was zero turnovers by the Giants. They protected the football. They did not.
Yep.
They had stalled out a little bit offensively. When it came down to it, Eli was clutch. He played. That was a very good last drive, getting that Shepherd touchdown at the end. The pass rush showed up. DJ Hill showed up. The pass rush showed up today.
Wynn dude that was playing for us today, man? Who's that Kerry Wynn dude playing for us today?
Man. You crazy. Well, I'm playing like this. The defense did a job, man. The defense did his job. A couple of turnovers. Bend but don't break. Turnovers in the red zone for the Texans. You know, I'm not going to kill Eli today at all. I thought he did what he needed to do. He protected the ball. He made plays, especially when it counted. They put the ball in his hands at the end of the game. He made those plays. You've got to give him credit. As much as we did kill him, and rightfully so, in that Dallas game, because he missed some plays, he left some plays on the table. Today, not really so much. If you want to get him on the third quarter when the offense stalled, I could buy that. It stalled. It allowed the Texans to chip away at the score. But at the end of the day, he came through in the clutch. But then everybody else did. Beckham Jr., when Ingram got hurt, and Barkley running, whenever breaking tackles. It's a team win, man. There's no way around it. A complete team win, first win of the year, man. So, see the pictures on the timeline on Instagram and Facebook. We're going to have a party. So, Chris, definitely get back to the stakeholders. Man, they bring out all the grills now. Wow.
I don't want to hear it. I see the pictures.
Wow.
Save yourself.
I want to shout out to the Giants fans that came to the tailgate. Shout out to the Giants fans that came to the tailgate. I mean, we had them come from Denver, California, Jersey, Atlanta, Dallas. I mean, they're all over the place. I got Biggs coming over here. Shout out to Biggs. I mean, they came from everywhere, man. I know Biggs is cheesing, man. They've got a just a grin smile, man. He is cheesing right now, man. And the Giants fans. They deserved it, man. They definitely deserved it on a magnificent week, one of the magnificent road games we've had in the last several years, man. So, all right, Chris, let the stakeholders do what they do.
Right,
let them sound off.
Have
man.
A good time. Remember the pictures, like I said. And go on Facebook
you already know.
You can, whatever you got to do. All right, Chief. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
929-477-4171, Big Blue. Oh, man. Great win. Great win, Big O. Great win, bro. Great win, man. So, I tell you, the thing about being a Giant fan, man, is that you live with a lot of angst in your chest all week long. And after they win, have a successful win, such as today, it wasn't cute. No, it's not going to go in the Hall of Fame, I don't think, but it got into the W column. You sort of like, let out, this breath of relief, man. It helps you out a little bit, man. Don't y'all think? Big O, I'm going to start with you. And Billy Bob, I'm coming to you, man. Go ahead, Big O. Sorry, man.
Yo, hey, this is, man, this was one type of them games. If you was you asked me personally, we supposed to be 3-0.
Yeah.
If the team would have played this type of football from day one, we'd have been 3-0 because the defense kept us in the game both games. Offense could not shake nothing those first. That was not the offense that was there the first two games. That's why I told you, man, on Thursday night, man, the Giants just had their first two preseason games, the first two games of the season. This offensive line has not gelled together, has not worked together the way they really supposed to. They haven't been on the field together. Eli didn't even play the second preseason game. This offense just has not been together the way they're supposed to with competition in front of them like they're supposed to. Eli still has his flaws. Yeah, we know that. Offensive line was a dumpster fire. We got Flowers to be benched. Man, Pulley in there, and this other guy comes in there, Wheeler, and comes in there, and Omar May, whatever. Everybody's that's the switch up, the moves that the offensive – coordinator made and the coaches made, they adjusted, man. They did what you're supposed to do as a football team. You make adjustments, man.
Exactly.
This team, the first two games, just looked whack like last year. It was just looking like last year's stuff. But this game clearly showed me the coaches did their job. They made adjustments, and some people fired up. I've seen a different Eli attitude-wise because that last touchdown he threw, the way he threw that fist and he screamed, he had that mean look in his face, man. Come on, Eli read something. Eli heard something, and he's hearing everything, man. He's hearing what we've been saying. So it's not just us talking this. So, it's a lot of fans. It's half and half out here. So, people think what they want to think. It is what it is. It's 15 years. Eli has been great. He's been our Super Bowl quarterback. It's going to end one day. So we're here at the ending. But today was a good game. We need to be consistent. I'm impressed. I know the defense had some holes, but again, every week they came in there and did what they were supposed to do. Got the team to turn the ball over, kicked or punt, did what they have to do. It's offense have to put it away. Our offense mm-hmm. did reach a part era when we couldn't move the ball. That's just the other team coaching, man. They making adjustments, man. Yeah. You're not going to be fluent in a whole game like some Madden type shit. It's not going to happen. This is football. So they made adjustments. Yeah, they made adjustments. We made adjustments, and we won the damn game. That's football, man. And this was just one of the games. If you was winning just one of them games, you win ugly, man. It's not really ugly. We pound out into the end of the game, and we won. That's how it was.
Bingo. Man, you the man. Thank you, Big O. That's great analysis, bro. Appreciate you, man. You know that. I ain't got to tell you. 929-477-4171. I'm going to bring Robbie on to Everything NYG, then DB, you right after him. Okay, Rob. I can't wait. You got the floor for 3.5 minutes, bro. Talk to me.
Hey, we Rob, won a game.
Yeah, what's up, man?
We won a game. We won a game, boys. Hey. Oof. Hey, look, I agree exactly. Like I said, I was partially listening, partially not. I was doing something. But whoever talked before me and said, I agree, man, we should have been 3-0 at this point. I mean, If they would have been calling the plays like they should have been and playing like realistically at the end of the day, they found out which players were playing good in certain positions, which could carry win, and they utilized it. They utilized the plays, yeah. They utilized their players, and they spread the ball. It wasn't a slant to Odell every time. And when you do that, things open up. When you do that, running lanes open up. You know what I mean? And it shows that even with someone like Ereck Flowers out, J.J. Watt can get 3 sacks and we can still win the game. Because we're putting points up on the board. That's it.
Right.
We have the offense to put points up on the board. And look, everyone's gonna say it. Yes, I will say it. Eli played a great game. There you go. There you go.
Whoa!
Look.
We're going to archive this.
Look.
I'm sorry.
Crazy,
repeat that? We didn't get that. Let's
thing.
Do this for protection, prosperity. What's that? What'd you say, Robbie?
Here's the thing, bro. Look,
NYG?
Hey, Eli played a great game. But look, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. That doesn't – my opinion does not change. One game
I
does
know
not
your
make
opinion
up.
Don't change, but I wanted you to give credit.
But, but I had to say it, man. Trust me, I've heard a hell of a game by Eli, hell of a game by the team. That was a team win, man, offense, defense. Special teams are still sus. I don't know, man. Our kick and punt returner, needs to be fixed. As a whole, man, the team really it clicked today. Our offense clicked. Our defense clicked. Everything that needed to be fine-tuned was. I can tell the coaches really – understood that we were 0-2, and they watched film, and they put players where they needed to be, and they made plays that would get those players in the end zone and in a scoring position. So it's a lot of confidence, man. It's because we all knew if we went 0-3, it means tank season. But now we're 1-2, and we have a chance to make that record 500 with one more win. You know what I mean? So it kind of changes a lot of mentality. But yeah, man, as a whole, great game by everyone. Great game. It was fun to watch, finally. Fun to watch a Giants game. Good God. Hell of a performance, man. Good win. We're going to enjoy this one and prepare for next week, guys. Seriously, hell of a win. Bleed blue. Feels good, man. Feels real good.
All right. At Everything NYG. All right, man. That's Rob. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Oh, 929-477-4171. Somebody asked what the number is, so call on in. DB, you got 3. What's up, man?
Yo. You hear me?
I got you. You got you. Loud and clear.
Hey, I'm going to talk to some of you guys out here personally. Man. Stop the nonsense. Stop the nonsense. Stop the bullshit talk about, oh, we barely got this, Eli. I'm still. Get out of here with the nonsense, man.
I don't care if I cause enemies, man. This is getting personal now, man. You're talking to a real Giants fan right now who bleeds blue, man. I'm not sure if you do. I'm not impressed with you guys who call in to the show, man. Because you don't bleed blue. Because if you did, you would see what basic football is. O-line blocks, quarterback control the ball to receiver. O-line blocks, running back Saquon Barkley with a bruising of the first play of the fucking game can run for a touchdown. You're not seeing. Take the fucking rule before your eyes, man. I don't respect you guys, man, and I don't care if I meet you in person. If I see you in person, it might be a problem, man. Because you're not real fans, man. You're not, you don't bleed blue, man. We won today because of Eli Manning and the offensive line that actually blocked. Fuck Eric Flowers, man. We don't know Eric Flowers is a bum. Are you kidding me? Steve, I know you at the game. You saw what it was. You saw that D-line pressure, man. We had pressure all day on these dudes. You know what, Jenkins? He played okay. But guess what? Offensive line did what they had to do for the most part. We played against a good defensive front. They had all those guys on defense, man. They had J.J. Watt. They had all these guys. They had the honey badger. And guess what? Eli still did his thing, guys. So all you Eli haters, go somewhere. You know what GFY means? Look it up. Because that's what I'm telling all you Eli haters, man. That's all this bull crap. Oh, the quarterback. Well, I guess if Kyle Rowletta was in there, we would have fucking had more completions, right? Get out of here with the nonsense. Look yourself in the mirror, man. Because they're not real Giants fans, man. I'm calling all you out right now. I challenge you. I challenge you. Look in the fucking mirror, man. Robbie, G6, whoever else is out there, I'm calling names out. I don't care no more, man. You got the first shit right now to me, man. They're not real Giants fans, man. And to be honest, some of you guys don't deserve to talk about Eli Manning anymore. If you call in, talk about everybody else, but don't talk about Eli. Don't talk about, he had a good game all of a sudden, master. He had a good game. Get up out of here with that nonsense, man. That's just weak, man. Don't bring that weak shit in here, man. This is called a Bleed Blue Show, which means you got to be a true Giants fan, man. I don't care who you are out there, and I hope you're listening, and I hope this is personal. I want you to take it personal, man. Giants all day, man. That's what we do, man. Saquon is a warrior. Bruce knee on the first play. Still balled out, man. Odell Beckham, who's throwing in the ball? Is it Tony Coffin throwing in the ball? Is it Kyle Lauletta? Is it Davis Webb or Dave Brown from back in the days, if you're a true Giants fan? Maybe it was Kent Graham who threw him the ball. The ghost of Kent Graham. Or maybe Y.A. Taylor from 1940. Come on, man. Get your life right, man. Get your life right. I'm not impressed with you guys, man. You guys made me fucking piss off, man. You guys made me piss off, and you're a disgrace to this show, man. If you call me disrespecting Eli, talking all that bullshit, I don't agree with you. And I'll see you in the street, man. I'll see you one-on-one. I'll talk to you face-to-face, like a real man. Stop all the bullshit shit on Eli Manning, man. I'm sorry, man. I had to call you dudes out because I'm tired of hearing the bullshit. I don't call in my, when I hear the nonsense, I got to call you out, man. And it's disrespectful, man. I'm sorry, Chris, and I'm sorry, Steve, it's not you guys. But so many people calling all the nonsense, man.
Hey, BB, take a breath, bro. Take a breath. You know what? In the end, who is that? Robbie, when we're 2-2, 3-2 next in a couple of weeks, you won't hear any noise at all.
I'm saying, Robbie. This is what I like it is. Hey, Chris, football's basic. The offensive line blocks, no matter who the quarterback is, the offensive line blocks, the quarterback can throw. The offensive line blocks, the running back can run. Defense pretty much did what they had to do. They gave up some nonsense at the end. But they played hard. We had pressure all day. But don't disrespect, because that makes me think you're not a true fan, and I don't like that, man. That's a disrespect to true Giants fans across the nation, man. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. I think that'll be memorable for a while. That's DB. Lady Blue, say something right quick, please. And after that, Doris, Billy Bob, and Manny, right in that order. Girlfriend, go ahead.
Yeah, well, if anyone ever calls me a non-Giants fan, I don't give a fuck who you are. I will punch you in your motherfucking face. I've been a Giants fan my entire life.
Hold on. That was rawer than BB just said. Okay, let's do this. We are all passionate. Let me do a public service. We are all passionate about our team. Nobody's more salty than me. I get that. All right? Here's the thing, though. We all have something in common. We want our squad to achieve success here. Okay? We all root for the same team. We're all wearing the same gear. We're all on the same side every Sunday. We may see things a little bit differently, but we gotta respect these brothers' opinion. Now check this out. I got this 3-minute long-winded timer, right? And there's another one next to it that goes immediately, and they always sound like this. And what happens is that gives everybody ample time to edit and clear their differences. Now sometimes I'll just say, Steve probably has another philosophy, but I'll just say go ahead and do it. Go for it. But let's be a little bit more. I can understand the passion because we've been losing for 5 out of the last 6 years at least. All right? But let's have a tiny bit, just a little bit of decorum, man, on our line for our show because this is our show, you know, when others are listening in. Also, there's others that listen in through social media and other avenues. So we got to hear it. We got to let them hear it the right way, let them know what they're about to embark on. Every frontliner, every stakeholder, every Giant fan, let them get a chance to hear us articulate the goodness of what we bleed, and that is blue. Speaking of blue, Lady Blue, try again. Start all over.
All right, I'm calmer. I just, you know, I just don't like people that tell other people that they're not fans. You know, that's wrong. But, hey, a win is a win. To me, we had good things going on. We had bad things going on. And all I have to say is look what happens when an offensive line can block. A quarterback has time to find his weapons. So I'm very happy that we were able to score points. I'm still looking forward to the day that we score over 30 points. But, hey, a win is a win. I will take it. I mean, it was battle of the 0-2s. One of them had to win, and I'm just very happy it was us because I couldn't deal with another 0-3 start. There's just no way. But I am just I'm over the moon that we finally have a win because let me tell you, I can't go through what we went through in the 70s being Giants fans. There's just no way.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I can't go through that again. I mean, so a win is a win. I'm happy for it. We just need to still learn from our mistakes, and we still need to put the foot on the gas and don't give another team a chance to breathe or another team to get their momentum back or another team to feel like they're back in the game. We can't do it.
Right.
We need to finish a game. If you play from the beginning, it's full 4 quarters. You got to play full, hard. Passionate.
That's what we did.
4 quarters. Yeah, give or take. The third quarter.
We did it in Giants fashion, though.
Right. The third quarter was pitiful. I mean, I don't know what happened in the third quarter. I don't know if they drank some bad Kool-Aid or something, but the third quarter was pitiful. The defense came away with takeaways, which was a beautiful thing. We haven't seen that in a little while. But our offense stalled and getting points. But, hey, our defense still came out when they came by and was close in that 20 yards, 30 yards, even in field goal range, and our defense stopped them. I mean, we still get stupid penalties. Jackrabbit needs to stop getting stupid penalties. I was very happy. We really didn't get that many holding penalties. And
we were pretty good today.
Yeah. And Chad Wheeler held his own, man. I mean, J.J. Watt even said in an interview, the first 2 games he didn't get any sacks, and he was hungry today. But, yeah, he got 3, but basically we held him to 3 because if Flowers would have been in there, it would have been game over from the first quarter. I'm telling you.
Right.
Benching that one person makes a difference. But I am so happy for a win. Now we need to get ready for New Orleans, who is in another overtime game right now with Atlanta. I think that's a record. 3 weeks into the, 3
yep.
weeks, and
yep.
we have 3 overtime games.
hey. And on Thursday when we have the show, I want to talk about because this is a Giants win, so I want to stay on the Giants this week. But I mean, for this show, but man, on Thursday when we have the pregame, I want to talk about this Patrick Mahomes dude out there in Kansas City, man. I don't know whether this is, I don't know what we're having. Are we seeing smoke and mirrors? I don't know what the hell is going on, man. But I want to see what's going on right quick, man. With
I'm just happy we got
all right. Anyway,
baby.
thank you,
Lady
Blue. All right. Hey, folks, post-game roundtable, everybody's on the line listening to this. 929-477-4171. Doris, real quick, baby. My sister's on the line, y'all. I know she's happy as a pig and shit. What's going on, babe?
Oh, yes. I love when a plan come together. My man, he said a mouthful, didn't he? My man said a mouthful. Eli Manning is my quarterback until he retires. Go, Eli. All right. I don't need 3 minutes. I'm happy.
I know you are. I know.
So he said a mouthful.
You were in and out.
I was all dying. Right, oh, my God.
hang on, because I just set up over there. Okay, thank you. 929-477-4171. Billy Bob's back. Okay, bro. How you feeling?
You mad at me? I'm feeling good because when we jump on the blue show, it's our job to be objective, right? No, we have to be objective. So with that being said, I'm happy to run for feathers because. Yeah, because I like to watch the feathers because what do my eyes see when I watch the TV? I'm trying to see what's wrong with my team. That's what my eyes see. When my eyes see, Eli is a problem, like I told him. So if y'all want to say Eli is my quarterback, I'm good with it. I was good with it. I'm cool with it. I've been cool with it for 15 years. But when it's time to go, it's time to go. Stop holding on to something. I feel like Belichick. When it's time to get rid of something, it's time to get rid of it. I don't sit here and want to hold on to nothing. And get us over holding on to Eli but 2 Super Bowls. It's good to talk about the past, just like you named all the quarterbacks in the past. Hey, it's good to name them. But we're talking about the future. What have you done for me lately? And what have you done for me lately? Going out to go be the Texas team that you're supposed to put up numbers on with your type of weapons? Get out of here. You're supposed to put up way more numbers than that. Come on, bro. This is our first game in how long, and we finally put up a 21 point? Get out of here. Against a team that's selling themselves? Get out of here. Come on. Don't sit up here and try to tell me some Eli. Oh, y'all want to be Eli heroes? Go ahead and be Eli heroes. But what my eyes see, I've been seeing that. It's a gift and a curse. The gift is, yeah, we got 2 Super Bowls. What the curse is? He still have a game, y'all, an MVP year. Where's the MVP year? As far as what I said, I told y'all. If y'all were going to archive, go back in the archive. I remember last year before the Denver game, and I said it last week. I said my quarterback is worth 7 points. I said Odell is worth 7 points. And you know what's so funny? Odell Beckham came back this week in the interview and said, hey, I'm worth 14 points. Saquon is worth 14 points. Get out of here. So what is my quarterback worth? That's like a betting man. If I'm betting and I see who's on the field, I'm looking at Odell Beckham. That's worth 7 points. That talent is worth 7 points on the field. You got Saquon Barkley, that's 7 points on the field. And collectively with a team, that's another 7 points. That's 21 points. I'm not going to even give Eli that 7 points. Sit up here trying to chastise us about Eli his passing. Man, I'm a bastard. Forget it. I don't want Eli.
You know what?
Billy Bob, listen.
I'm going to give you another 2 minutes. Go ahead, because this is going to be your final thought, Max. I got to wrap the show, so keep on going. Go ahead.
I'm going to keep going. I wasn't done yet because I had to get out of the way because I had to run for some further. When I was sitting here telling y'all about this Eli stuff, I got bears. I got crucified for this here. Now y'all want to jump up in y'all seats because, oh, Eli finally won one game. He finally got a clean pocket. Get out of here. Come on, bro. Don't give me this,
man. Ain't that the idea? Ain't that the idea for a quarterback to have a clean pocket to be successful? I mean, I'm asking.
Listen to me. 9 times out of 10 in football, you're not going to have a clean pocket. Let's get that understood. You trying to tell me, my offensive line is about to block? Well, come on now. Everybody's offensive line is not going to block like Tom Brady's offensive line. God's sake, come on, get out of here. You were weak to that. Oh, let me give y'all a fresh remember. Y'all little weak boy Aaron Rodgers with one leg playing against that defense? Who out there now with one leg sitting in the pocket? Come on, bro. You're not going to always get a clean pocket. Let's get out of here with this here, bro. We're talking about Eli here, bro. We finally got a game for Eli with a clean pocket. He's supposed to do that with a type of weapon. We're talking about a 15-year quarterback that's seen every defense that's possible.
All right. Thank you. And you know what? I tell you what. I'm sure you're gonna please come back Thursday. That's all I gotta say. Please come back Thursday
I'm here.
At seven Eastern PM on the pregame roundtable show, Giants versus Saints.
Chris, my last resort. Hey, listen, my last thing. Your quarter, I told y'all, it's almost like baseball. Your quarterback is your ace because he sometimes to play defense. He almost lost us the game. Because if they want to score, we won't be talking like this here. Y'all would have, y'all would have been bashing this defense. Y'all would have been bashing this defense for letting them score. All right, I'm done.
All right, bro. All right, Blee Blue. Steve from L.A. Tell us what you saw on the field today, Steve from L.A. Giants fans in L.A., Mets fans in L.A., everything. I'm sorry about the Mets, by the way, man. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, let's continue. And also, you
know, it's hard to follow, follow up that passion.
You got 4 minutes.
But,
yeah,
okay.
I know.
So first of all, I was very consistent the first 2 weeks, and I said you can't judge Eli based on this awful offensive line play, and I think I was vindicated, you know, this week. He played well. You know, he didn't have a perfect game. There were some throws that were a little bit off that could have been like there was one throw to Shepard where if he had led him a little more, it could have been a much bigger game, just off the top of my head. You certainly saw some of the flaws in Eli in that, you know, sometimes he took a sack when he really shouldn't have. But overall, I mean, this idea that, oh, he had this monster clean pocket, he really didn't in the first half. What he had was at least instead of three rushers coming right at his face where there was absolutely nothing he can do, he actually had like a semblance of a pocket for long enough for him to get to see the field and get the ball off. It wasn't like in the first half that he had 10 seconds to throw. That pocket was still collapsing, but it was different than at least he had enough time to evaluate. It wasn't 1 second and he's got a free rusher coming at him. And that was the difference. And just with that, you know, in the first half, Wheeler was able to at least hold off. I mean, Watt got pressure in the first half. He wasn't sitting around, but the difference was Wheeler was able to get enough of him so that it wasn't just a free rusher coming in 1 second later. And that worries me in the second half because in the second half, the Texans adjusted and the Giants did not adjust. I mean, in the second half, that pocket started to break down a lot faster. I mean, look, you can't expect Wheeler to hold his own one-on-one against J.J. Watt the whole game. You just can't. And while in the first half, I saw a lot of chipping and help, there seemed to be a long stretches in the second half where they were just leaving him on an island and he was getting burned. And that's why that offense kind of, you know, every drive there was one play where they would go backwards 5 yards and that would be the end of the drive. So, I mean, it's a little concerning that they didn't make adjustments, that the Texans seem to have made adjustments and the Giants couldn't keep up. And I'll say also, it's a little concerning, you know, the defense, they made plays and so I can't criticize them too much, but let's be honest, they were gashed a lot in that second half. And I don't think they were like just playing some sort of prevent or something, you know, I mean, you have to give them credit. When the chips were down, when the Texans had the ball close, they did make the plays that they needed to make. So I'm not going to say that they didn't play well, but there certainly were a lot of holes. A lot of bad things were exposed in this game as well. And I don't know what the story is with Snacks, but if he's hurt, that's going to be a real hindrance to them. B.J. Hill, I was very impressed with. Kudos to him. And I'll say one thing about Eli. You know, this is the first time in a long time that when the Giants needed a score at the end of the game, he delivered. And that used to be his signature. I mean, he would have bad games. He would have mediocre games. But it came to the fourth quarter and they needed a score. He was able to turn it on and get a score. And I haven't really seen that, Eli, since really 2012. So it was nice to finally see that guy back on the field. And hopefully this will – you know, hopefully they can adjust their schemes a little bit more for protection so you don't have like that the second half today where things kind of broke down. You know, hopefully they can, you know, adjust from that and play better. And obviously, you know, it was hard for me to say that Flowers was the problem, you know, all by himself, but boy, sure seemed like maybe Flowers was the problem all by himself. I thought everyone played badly, but boy.
We can't defend that right now. We can't defend it.
Yeah.
Because it looked like you solved the problem with that move a little bit. The coaches did, that is.
Yeah.
So
one other thing about Barkley. I mean, that guy showed skill. I mean, that guy is a class above all the other running backs in the league. You know, there were plenty of plays where that where most running backs would have been hit for a loss or a short gain, and he turned nothing into something. So, you know, I'm really impressed with him. I can be also be a little bit of a pessimist and say, well, the Texans are a bad team, and they are. But, you know, they have a very good defense.
Here, okay. No. So. Hold on a minute. Not you, Steve. Let's say, good, Steve. Good.
Okay. And I'll repeat one more thing that I've said every week. The Giants have a kicker now. Oh, they solved their kicking game.
Oh, well, yeah.
Isn't it nice when they have a field goal and you're not worried about it? When you're like, oh, this will be good. You're not like sitting there like clutching and
now
going.
We need to help. We need to do something with the special teams, though. That was god awful.
Yeah, I think I don't know why Latimer can't return all the kicks. I don't know why Latimer can't just return. I mean, he seems to be okay in it. Like,
okay.
I don't know why we have to find someone else to do it.
I can't call that one. Steve, I want to thank you, man, for your analysis.
Okay.
Hey, man, all we can do is bleed blue.
No problem.
See you on Thursday, bud.
Okay.
You got it. Take care. Steven, L.A.
You too.
Hey, Biggs. Yo, man.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, man. Yeah, man, give us a thought, man. Give us a thought before we sign off, man. We got some things. I want to hear you before you start partying.
All right, no doubt. I'm here. Just bring me in.
You're in now. Hurry up.
Oh, listen. I thought you hit me in the side. My bad. Listen, frontline, we out here. We about 20 deep right now. Right here in the purple lot, we live. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who came through. We on the radio. We live on Facebook. We doing it real big. We got the win. We real happy, man. Listen, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect, but we got the win. And, yo, we are Giant fans up in here. Everybody is not going to see eye to eye, but we got the W. And today, I'm going to honestly say, can't put the blame on Eli. He played a good enough game for us to win. Defense did their thing until towards the end. Special teams made the field goal kicks. Coverage is not that great. We looked all right. We had some turnovers. We didn't capitalize on them. We played enough to win. Now, that doesn't mean that we're an improved team. We're not a better team. We still got a ways to go, man. But we're all going to have different opinions. We got to respect everybody. But we all bleed blue. I know we bleed blue because if we didn't bleed blue, we wouldn't call up in here, man. You understand?
No, we didn't.
And sometimes when you're a family, you're going to have arguments. You're going to have drag-out battles. But at the end of the day, we're going to come together at that barbecue or that Thanksgiving, and we're going to show love. And today is our Thanksgiving to show love. We got the dub. That's what we wanted. Cause I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't think we was going to win going into the game. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think we was going to win because we weren't consistent on offense. This is the first we've been consistent on offense this whole season. Okay? That move, starting Chad Wheeler and benching Flowers, was maybe a kick in the butt everybody else needed to see. And we got consistent play. Shout out to Shepard. Looked good. Made all the plays needed to play. Shout out to OBJ doing what he do. And Saquon, don't know who. Saquon is the truth, y'all. If we get him some blocking and run some skins for him, this dude is going to be something special, man. He's going to be something special.
Yes, he will.
Don't sleep.
All right, babe. Go
don't
do that
sleep.
Fantasy thing, man.
Listen, shout out to everybody, man. Bleed blue.
Shout out. Hey, man, bleed blue, man. Go do your Hennessy. And I'll talk to you on Thursday. Hollis Queens, yo. Talk to you soon. Oh, man. You know what? I had to laugh a little bit. Manny Dogs, I got to laugh because I can't wait to hear the archives because Bakes' call sounds like my old Cheech and Chong records, man. you can hear the craziness in the back. Hey, Flowers wasn't here and all that other stuff, man. It just was funny. I tried my best not to laugh. I know he's gonna kill me when he sees me. Matty Dogs, final thought, man.
Yo, listen, man. I love it. Here's the thing. I don't take anything personal that doesn't address me, right? So if the shoe does not fit, I don't wear it. You understand? I still want to call for Deshaun Watson's job because he's 0-3, and he's got to work with that pocket, man. I mean, any quarterback could be back there and beat this defense, right?
That's true.
You understand? Do you see how ridiculous that sounds? Do you see how ridiculous that sounds? Like at the end of the day, when I went through Dave Brown and I went through Kent Graham and we had a Danny Cannell sighting, that was still my quarterback.
That was Dave Brown.
You understand what I'm saying?
About them. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that? Listen,
yes,
that was
I do.
Still my quarterback. And
we
talk
made
about
the playoffs,
two MVPs. How many league MVP quarterbacks have played for the Giants? I'll wait.
Almost had one in 1990. That's about it.
But that's almost. Like, we're not talking about league MVP. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
so at the end of the day, I'm not looking for an MVP. I'm looking for respect, and I'm looking for a winner, and I'm looking for a champion. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a guy that if you give up time, can take you apart. Now, last week there was people talking about he needs tall receivers. Well, everybody got 6-inch cleats today because he hit everybody. Because they all of a sudden they must have got taller. They all must have got taller. You know what I'm saying? Saquon is a monster. Last week we had people talking about maybe we shouldn't have got Saquon. I mean, we should have got a quarterback. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what was going on?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, J.J. Watt is a beast, man. Against anybody, he's going to do his thing. Wheeler came in. There was one play. The signature play of the game, I don't know if you saw it. Chad Wheeler put J.J. Watt on his knee.
He sure did.
On a run play. And I said, oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. And I think that's what pissed him off. Because he got his ass handed to him on that play. Kerry Wynn was a monster today. He was he was disruptive. Low Carter came in on pass rush duty and was a monster. We still got to seal the edges. Like, we let him creep out at the end. But at the end of the day, man, the reason why I think this is – last week, we wasn't talking about a team. Last week, we wasn't talking about, yo, this is a team loss. That would be what a fan does. No, we was putting this whole shit on Eli. So that's why I think this week we should put this whole thing on Eli. Right? If the clock is wrong twice and all that other shit that was cool and said, right? Then it was right today. How about that? Let's celebrate. You know, because what it sounds like to me sometimes, Chris, is that people, when Eli does well, it's like he did well despite everybody's hate. Like nobody really wanted that to happen, right? Because when he does well, it's like it sounds like and it feels like. Because, you know, things are felt. When you say something, it's felt before it's heard. And so you feel, and the feeling becomes, yo, y'all want him to be bad. Y'all want him, because y'all want to shut the door so fast. At the end of the day, he had 4 incompletions, okay? When you can run the ball, and you can block. I don't care if he dinks and dunks. Last year, they were saying he couldn't throw the deep ball. He's been throwing deep balls this year, right? He can't throw a deep ball, so he overthrew one of them.
All right. Wait. So, I know you bleed blue. I know you bleed blue, but the clock is ticking. Manny Blue, Manny Dogs, you know we love you, man. That's not the problem. The thing is, you got to call on Thursdays, man. We want to hear you on Thursdays. Because I want to hear your prediction.
For Thursdays, bro, I coach. And so I never get off this time.
But you have your phone with you. So, you know, there's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm telling everybody this. BleedBlueShow.com. We are live. Live. At 7 o'clock Eastern every Thursday.
I'm calling practice on Thursday just to call in, sir.
All right. Hey, man. Be good, man. Please continue to bleed blue, and I love the passion in your voice, homie. Keep doing your thing.
All right, man.
We'll talk. All right. Last final thought. We got a bunch. This is what we're going to do. Jason from Big Blue, Arizona is on. I want his final thought, then Big Blue. Then Big O. I'm going to call you Big Blue. Then Doris, Lady Blue, Billy Bob, and DB Nation, and we off. Can we do that? Yes, we can. I'm going to say the call number anyway. 929-477-4171. Uh-oh. It must be down in Arizona.
Oh, dude, it's 100. Chris, what's up, dog? 102. But, hey, real quick, I know it's final thoughts. This was a good team collective effort. But I will give some pessimism. If anybody thinks that we are a contender, as of right now, we are a pedestrian team. The best way to break it down is we're like a wrestler that's kind of like goes up against the main event. We're like a jobber right now. But there is room for potential, but don't set your sights way too high because any given Sunday, anything can happen. Evan Engram got hurt. Saquon looked like he's going to have some bad knees. He's going to have to go sit in that ice tub. That's all I want to say on the game today. It was a great victory. We had some jello shots. I had some hip Henny and Remy flowing. I will be in New York this weekend. I will be hanging out with the J18SOGs. And I will be getting turned the fuck up.
Really?
Whoever's going to be out in New York that wants to come and meet me, hang out, finally meet a face with a voice, I will be there for the Saints game. I hope to see somebody.
I have to make the effort. I have to make the effort.
Bleed blue for life. You know it.
Yes, indeed. Do your Hey, man, get off this phone with the jello shots, man, because I know you're going to go buck wild. And we had enough today. I'll see
you. Hey, Chris, I'll talk to you on Thursday. Thursday, homie.
Yeah, we'll make it up there. You're going to be in New York? Chris, you going to the game? I'm a damn sure try. Come and see me. I can't wait to see you, homie. Okay, homie. Hip, 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 hip
Hey, man, P was just passionate, baby. Hey, it is what it is, man, you know, but they got to get physical, man. It's not that serious, man. They ain't paying me no goddamn money for me to ever feel that way. But love my Giants field with Bleed Blue. Like I said, man, Eli, I ain't see that Eli in a long time. Yeah, you keep any quarterback upright, they'll have a good game. But, you know, hey, man, that's just like what I said, man. It took a collective good effort by everybody, coaching everybody, you know, played well. Played, you know, to the point where they competed, man, and they won the game. So it didn't look like a dumpster fire like it's been looking for the last couple of years. But I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. We need to be consistent. You know, this was a good win. You know, I'm not going to say it was an ugly one because those are the type of games, man. You know, they got a good,
all
right defense.
And please, Big O, please don't say this at all.
This team, man, I learned today
Hey, you already know that was what, 4 years ago? I'm telling you, man, the time flies. But anyway, this was a good win, man. I know everybody passionate about their Giants fan. It is what it is. Nobody's gonna be the same type of Giant fan. If it was, we'd be robot fans. So that's just how the world is, man. Everybody, you know, those who bleed blue, bleed it your way, man. I'm gonna always bleed blue, man. No matter what somebody say, man. It is what it is, man. Peace and blessings, brother.
It is what it is. Peace and blessings, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Big O in the house, everyone. Lady Blue, your turn.
I want to shout out to Big O. Peace and blessings, Big O. Miss you a lot. I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy for the win. And my goal for this season is just to beat our last year's record. I'm not, you know, saying, oh, my God, we're Super Bowl bound or we're going to make playoffs. I just want us to beat our last year's record, and it's a process. We've got new coaches, a lot of new players, so I just want us to improve every week. And it looks like we're on that road, but we need to continue that way. That's all. One week at a time.
That's it.
But forever, until the day I die, I will always only, and I repeat, only bleed Giants blue.
I know. We have seen your girl cave and your car. We know this. We know this. I think if you get cut, you're going to have blue-ass blood. So, yeah. Okay. Lady Blue, always a pleasure, my sweet. Always a pleasure. You know that. All right, y'all. I'm going to wind this down. Doris, say something nice and quick like you always do.
Like I said, I'm still waiting on game five. I'm waiting to see until I get to game five. These next game coming up is going to be some tough ones. Guys, we got to play all them teams in the South. So, like I said, I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe either. But I'm waiting to see what's going to happen after these games or how all we play them. Whether we win or lose, it's how we play them. That's what I'm waiting to see.
All right, sweetie. Talk to you soon, babe.
Okay.
All right. Billy Bob, final thoughts, sir, then DB Nation.
I'm a bleed blue, man. That's it, man.
Say something real quick for 30 seconds. Say something nice. 30 seconds, brother. We all bleeding blue in here. Say something nice.
Say something nice. The Giants are predicted to go to the NFC Championship. How you love that? With Eli quarterback. That's something nice.
That's nice.
That ain't nice.
I can't argue with that. Call in on Friday. I'm messing it up now. Call in on Thursday.
I'm there Thursday.
It's real important.
Listen.
You, huh?
Like the iPhone coming out. I'm there Thursday at the line waiting for you. I'm going to beat you to the line.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Since everybody questioning my bleed blue, I'm going to bleed blue at 6 o'clock. I'm here to represent.
All right, bet. All right, I'll see you Thursday. DB Nation, give me the second to last. I don't know where my man Steve has gone to, man. But give me something. Give me something to close us down, man. Hope closes down anyway. DB Nation.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh,
hey,
go.
Man, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm listening to everybody talk, man. And it's really all about bleeding blue, man. That's what it really comes down to. So all the people with preferences and opinions, whatever, it doesn't even matter. Giants got to win. Just like Manny Dog said, man, I don't care if it was bum-ass Dave Brown. He was a bum, but guess what? He was still our quarterback. I want the Giants to win. And you should want the Giants to win, no matter who's that quarterback.
You know, we got to the playoffs with Dave Brown. You know that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So whoever's there at the helm, we got to go for that person. We got to root for them because you're a Giants fan. That's what Giants fans do. And Eli got it done. He pretty much balled out. He finally had some perfection. It wasn't the best, but it was better than nothing. He made it happen on the road against a good defense. We won. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it's all about. We're going on to the next game. And all we can do is expect the best. You should never expect the Giants to lose if you really bleed blue, regardless of what's what.
Right.
Look at the bum-ass Cleveland Browns. Those fans still have hope. That's what makes them come back. That's what keeps them alive. You got to have hope. It doesn't matter who the fuck we're playing. Patriots, Smeagles, Deadskins, Cowgirls, it doesn't matter. Chiefs, they're hot. It doesn't matter. Whoever we play, you got to have hope and know that we're going to win that game until proven otherwise. If not, that means you don't bleed blue. That's all I'm saying. Let's go, Giants.
Let's go, Giants. This was a Frontliners / NYG Frontliners stakeholders kind of day, man. This was it, man. New York Giants, 27-22 over the Houston Texans. Got our first win of the year. Now we got to prep because, you know, the Saints come marching in next week at MetLife. We're all going to be pumped for that. That's why I expect this Thursday show. You guys got to get on this Thursday show because that's going to be really, really something to check out, something to be passionate about. And I can't wait to hear from everybody. Listen, man, remember I just said it a little while ago that we all – If you can't call in sometimes and you feel you're waiting too long, whatever the case may be, check us out, bleedblueshow.com. Or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's always Bleed Blue Show or at Bleed Blue Show or somebody's Bleed Blue Show. It's always there. You can't miss it. It's just Bleed Blue Show. And the reason it's that is because that's what we do. All of us. You. Talking to you. We're on this call right now. That's what we do. Or you get bored during the week or whatever, just download the iTunes podcast. It's iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher apps. You can go to bleedblueshow.com/podcast for all the recent episodes. It don't have to just be the Giants, but right now, the way y'all bleeding blue, man. I mean, let me just chime in and say big ups to Yankees for making the playoffs. And we'll go from there. Remember, the Knicks and Rangers also have we have their games. I mean, their podcasts as well on each one of these. So listen, it's been a hell of a day, a hell of a win. I don't know how many of you people got kids out there, but I just want to say this last thing about Eli Manning. Eli Manning is that kid in your family who you've been getting on him forever about cleaning his room or putting out his trash or taking his shoes off at the door, and he just seemed to keep doing it, and he pisses you off, and then you're forced to go to the parent-teacher conference, and you find out that he's the number one kid in math, science, spelling. He's that kid. So when you get back home, you can't even you can get mad, but you can't get angry because he belongs to you. So every week, 929-477-4171 for Big O, Asim, DB Nation, Frank, Lady Blue, had Billy Bob up in here, Manny Dogs, Robbie, Steve from LA, my sister Doris, and Big Steve Azul. Hey, let's just bleed blue. Let's enjoy this one. Let's have a good time. And, you know, whatever you're drinking over there, whether it be lemon tea or freaking Hennessy, bleed blue to you. Go away. Bleed blue, y'all.
Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.